talking about the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on, yeah, and the beat goes on. And the video scope, yeah, I am looking right into you right now. Macho Madness right now. Sugar is sweet and so is honey. Macho Madness is on a roll and it can't be stopped. No, unbelievable. Time distortion. Space is the place. Me and Gene Okerlund go down that lonesome highway, yeah. But don't be hypnotized, no. Reincarnation doesn't have to be. You can concentrate and you can mental telepathy.
Yeah, but the beat goes on.
But the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on. The beat goes on. And the beat goes on. Reincarnation doesn't have to be, which I think somehow ties in with the theme of today's show. A tribute to tribute albums. We just heard from Ark Welder with Whatever from Do Hooskers, the Twin Cities Replay Zen Arcade. That is a compilation of bands from Minneapolis and St. Paul doing a song for song cover of Zen Arcade. Came out on Synapse Records back in 1993. And before that, Pavement, No More Kings, from Schoolhouse Rock Rocks from 1996. And yeah, let's have No More Kings. It's, you know, I saw some people saying about the protest yesterday that, oh, if he was really a king, he wouldn't be allowed to protest. And, yeah, that's the point, because that's maybe moving towards that direction. Know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. And if you disagree, that's fine. Just keep it off my playlist comments. All right, so that is the end of the show. Thank you all for listening. And I just have to tell you that you are listening to WFMU, East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County, at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. And it is, you know, not supposed to, I've been talking about this way too much, but it is the Hellraiser. We're doing well, but we have lost a lot of funding due to the actions of the non-king. So we could always use more. I'm getting towards my goal. The station is getting towards my goal. Our goal. So please, if you haven't given, give now. All right, that's it. Stay tuned for Radio Row, the best of Radio Row, hosted by Jessica and Jody, coming up right now. Thanks, everyone.
Well, this certainly has been eye-opening.
You may all remember some time when you stood over a precipice. And you remember that vertiginous appeal from the depths below, almost compelling you to throw yourself over. And what's so horrifying about that experience is not the fear of falling, but the realization that nothing prevents you from going over. You could suddenly, despite everything in your past, give in and just go.
Culture.
Give in.
Here.
And just
Marx,
go.
Lenin.
Body. Give in.
Shakespeare. Just Aristotle.
Give
history.
In.
The way people
just
move.
Go.
The Bible.
Give in.
Plato.
Just go. Give in.
Freud.
Just go. Give in. Just go. Give in. Just go. Give in. Just go. Give in. Just go.
Wonderful one. Wonderful two. It's like wedding cake.
Just go.
That sounds good.
Have the new media brought us closer to realizing a general cosmic consciousness?
Many of us have had our doubts. There are those who say today
that opportunities have ceased to exist.
And we might add, in a kind of postmodern twist, is that what we want anyway?
There's a feeling of utter abandonment.
We have everything and not enough.
And emptiness and of having no connection. Everything is turning dark.
Things are finished.
Absolutely nothing.
The void.
It attacked me. And having no one or anything beyond oneself.
It's a damn ugly nothing.
To anything or anyone.
The medium is the message can work as a statement only if it cancels itself completely.
Unlawful void and of no effect.
Like a whole.
The message that it promises through its syntax is revoked by the logic of its semantics. In other words, there is no medium, there is no is, there is no message, and there is no thee.
Censors show nothing out there.
The more nothing you have, the more you can have nothing. And that's the current state of the universe.
You have
the current of the universe.
But I think in the 60s, the medium and the message became what would later be called a mantra, right? Which could also be a kind of meaningless phrase that you repeat over and over to bring yourself back to consciousness.
Your
Hoboken, and we listen to WFMU, the station of love. WFMU, the station of love. WFMU, we're your friends, we're your family too. WFMU, the station of love.
91.1 on your FM dial, Uppsala College, East Orange.
Is up.
How's it going,
what
everyone? How are my levels,
whoa.
Jody?
wait a minute. Whoa.
Whoa.
All right. Sorry, Studio B, it takes a lot of getting used to.
It's really
I haven't
scary
been here in a
here.
While. I haven't been here since the marathon. Hi, I'm Jody.
Hi, my name's Jessica.
And you're listening to Radio Row on WFMU.
This is a big anniversary for Radio Row.
Yeah, this is FMU's weekly visiting DJ slot, usually. But today, Jessica and I are commemorating 5 years of this very, very special program. Special in more ways than one.
That is true. That is true. And yeah, Jody has done such a great job of like taking the reins of Radio Row and making it something even better than it was before. So round of applause.
Oh, thank
crowd
you, Jessica.
Goes wild.
And thank you to everyone who's trusted me in getting involved with this. It's literally a dream come true.
Yay.
It's been so much fun meeting all of the outside DJs, and I've really, I don't know, yeah.
And we both got started in Radio Row. That was my first radio experience. Was it yours?
Yes. One of the reasons why this program is so special is because, well, it has become a veritable breeding ground for many new FMU DJs. A lot of the people who are among the new crop
yeah.
of FMU DJs who have weekly shows on the mothership got their start at FMU on Radio Row. And yeah, I was one of those. And Jessica, you were one of those.
It was so intense. I'd never even touched a board before. And I was sleepless the night before. It's a really amazing experience that FMU offers DJ. And Radio Row, can mean so many different things. It can be someone's first chance at really DJing on the radio, at a radio station for other people. They are DJs, big DJs in the scene in New York, but are more interested in what radio DJing is like. And it's for FMU also to expand past what we're known for and some oversights we might have.
No, 100%, because this station has had some kind of rotating visiting DJ hour for many, many years. There was the listener hour.
Right.
But the former music director, Olivia, started this program kind of to contrast with that, and I feel like this here that we're recording right now is kind of a renewal of vows for me,
right,
to this program, which is the aim is to kind of, bring in people from outside of the immediate WFM universe to showcase genres and voices and styles and formats that do not get as much airplay or attention on these airwaves. Because despite being one of the most heterogeneously, sonically radio stations on the FM dial, a lot of us FMU DJs share a lot of the same sensibilities and share a lot of the same blind spots as well.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to take a moment here to just send out a hello and a request to you, the listener. If you feel like you have a collection of music that doesn't get enough love on WFMU, we would love to hear from you, and we would love you to submit to be on at this time slot. We really do not get a lot of submissions.
Because we know you're intimidated. We know it's scary. You don't think that you're worthy enough to be on the FMU airways, but let me tell you, that is not true. Just submit whatever you get, and if you're afraid you don't have enough experience or you're nervous, that's how most people come into Radio Row feel. And we're just really happy to open up the station to people that don't have as much access to, I don't know, doing radio. A lot of people didn't get to do college radio. I don't know. So don't be intimidated. Jody is the one opening the emails, and just, send it your way. And if you're worried, don't worry. We got you.
If you're worried, don't worry. And I also wanted to mention that there is a new Radio Row email address, and that is simply radioRow@WFMU.org. Who else got their start?
New people on the schedule right now, India,
mm-hmm,
Bontz,
yeah. I actually played something from Bontz. Actually, let me back announce.
Yeah, let's back announce. We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah. We closed that set with Sweeping Promises and Hunger for a Way Out. Before that was a cut from Bontz's Radio Row. He did a really cool collage of old FMU air checks and related audio paraphernalia. That was The Bells of Hoboken and WFMU, The Station of Love. We heard a track from Jenny Tsang that I do not know how to pronounce because it is in Chinese, but the album it is from is called Run Lover Run. Great album title. We heard a snippet, an excerpt from Carlo Petrao's, 2021 Radio Row. That was The Precipice leading into The More Nothing You Have. And that was a really cool kind of hour-long collage piece. Orbidoig gave us Nocturnal Objections. That is a 7-inch of theirs. And we kicked the set off with Generation X and Wild Dub. And yeah, that's all you heard.
Beautiful. So we're basically playing some of our favorites from Radio Row that you guys have all heard. And just bringing it back to celebrate the 5-year anniversary of this awesome program.
Yeah.
Maybe we can talk a little bit more. Should we play some more music?
I kind of want to play some more music. Yeah, we mentioned both getting our start on this program, and so I think up next you have a track that you play. Do you want to?
Oh my god, my radio row is so crazy. Right, so we're hearing Alma Gluck. What song did I choose?
You chose Sadko.
Sadko by Alma Gluck, and she's like an amazing soprano singer. She's originally from Romania, died in NYC, baby. And when is this recording from? I mean, this is like a pre-war type lady.
The 1910s.
Yeah. So it is scratchy. So we'll have to like pump her up there. But you're listening to WFMU Freeform Radio. You're listening to Jody and Jessica. And stay tuned for some more bangers. We got it going, we got it. Here we go.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
And we're back.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to WFMU. This is the anniversary show of Radio Row.
Yes, Radio Row, five-year anniversary, spectacular. My name is Jody.
My name is Jessica.
And thanks for listening. I don't know. Jessica, do you want to tell us what we just heard?
Oh, my God. I feel like, was that supposed to be keeping track? No! Okay. Here, so we started we have it here. So we started with Alma Gluck and Sadko is what we heard. She's a lovely Romanian soprano from... Jody and I were talking about this. Like, imagine being born in 1883 and then dying in 1930. Like, that. What a, like, cultural whiplash, like, disturbance. But anyway, she's beautiful. This is a lovely pre-war recording, 1910. Then we heard from Kukurbilasmert, the song...
Or Sukurbilasmert. Smirt.
Okay, so that is more correct than I
honestly have no idea.
No, let's roll with that. That was the correct one. I don't know what I just did. We heard the track The Great Hen Yun River, and this is from her album Recordings 1990 through 1993. This is actually, Jody and I were just talking about this incredible Light in the Attic compilation that features the label she's on, Shukai, all these incredible Ukrainian musicians, but we could talk about that another time. Then we heard from, was it Der Modern Man?
Yes. After that? Yeah.
Great. Der Modern Man. We heard Der Unbekannte from the album 80 Tage auf See. And this was from an incredible Radio Row from our now DJ, ATF. Oh, wait. No. This is India on E-Racing.
Oh, yeah. India.
And she got her start on Radio Row. So some new DJs. We're talking about who got their start. DJ from Clowntronics, DJ from E-Racing, Sydney's show. She's also new as well. All came from Radio Row, and probably some more. But yeah, we just got a great lineup of Radio Row DJs. Then we heard from Jacques Charlier, Lulu, from the single Kilowatch. And then we heard from the Crazy People, the song.
Oh, no, we didn't hear that one.
Oh, wait. No, I thought we did.
No, we didn't.
No! Wait, no, I think we did.
Hanging on by a thread here, folks. Wait, I played the very beginning. And
oh, well, you played it. Oh, we heard a little bit.
We heard a teeny tiny bit.
We heard a tiny set from the Crazy People, Head Games, and other assorted crap. Oh, man. Well, and you know, I think we're all caught up. Are we, Jody?
Yep, we're all caught up.
This is WFMU. We are live DJs here, trying to hold it together, doing our first, this is our joint show together. Yeah. Ken, are you enjoying this?
Oh, God. a couple of announcements. I wanted to say that this special kind of Radio Row program twist has been going on for about 3-4 months now, but I don't think it was ever like officially announced. We are now one Sunday out of every month, Radio Row will take place live in Monty Hall at 43 Montgomery Street. And a different DJ every month will have a live band perform, and this will not only be broadcast live over the airwaves, but it's a free show as well, free for all to attend. Next Sunday, Mona is hosting the New Jersey Sureways. Mona is hosting New Jersey Shoegaze Band Hi. That's from 5 to 6 p.m. at 43 Montgomery Street. Hi is awesome. Again, it's free. Doors are at 4:30. Show's at 5. Goes from 5 to 6. but you can also hang out a little after as well. It'll be super fun. So that's something. I want to mention again that there is a new email for Radio Row. That is radioRow@wfmu.org. You can shoot us a message there or click the link in the show description for this program if you have an idea for an hour of radio. I think that's it.
Yeah, and you know, like, don't be shy. I mean, if it's intimidating, you know, like, sending an email to FMU, like, just go for it. You know, like, really, you're a listener. You obviously love the station and, you know, Radio Row. If it's your first time DJing, like, this is a great start. So, yeah, hit up the Radio Row email. I believe in you.
I believe in you, too. Okay, moving right along with the music.
This is so fun. I'm like, we knew this again.
This is fun. Thank you for doing this with
me. Yeah.
Wait, what did I want to play? I'm going to just throw a bunch of spaghetti at the wall. And we heard something from your Radio Row.
We did. And are we going to hear something from your Radio Row?
I think we oughta. I brought the record. All right. This is Masato Eve. Say-ya! Say-ya!
No.
Baka hazuna, machi kara, machi.
Yo, Obi.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to WFMU. This is Radio Row's 5-year anniversary. I'm Jessica.
I'm Jody.
Yeah.
That was Chuler's All-Stars and Maléfique. Before that, we heard Masato Eve with Kinza no Mitegai. And that just about does it for us.
Yep.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Happy birthday, Radio Row. Thanks for listening. And now we will listen to the most favorited song on this very program.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Here's a little bit of Grace Jones.
Reflection in the luminescent dash. Warm leatherette.
the burning flesh. You can see your reflection in the luminescent dash.
And now, why do we
listen to dead people?
Starring
Carol
Gimble
and
Colin Bryant.